This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two cars in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to the... to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me. I really do. Always a pleasure to have you here. So, boy, I don't even know where to start. There's so much. All right, first, go up to my website. TheRealSide.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. You can make fun of the articles. One of the articles up there I just put up today. It's basically to pray or not to pray. Is praying a Republican thing? Just curious. You know, think about it. The other guy's trying to take God out of their platform. Maybe they don't want him around. I don't know. I'm just asking the question. You guys figure it out on your own. Kimberly Marin, I think, will join me at the bottom of the hour. Oh, no, actually, after the first break, right? Because I love kind of wrapping up the weekend, seeing what she's got going on, what she's been paying attention to. We're going to talk a little bit about the president. I mean, everybody's talking about it, but I don't want to make a big deal out about it. The president's first 100 days, like, really? What does that mean? You know, do you get really mad at the CEO of your company if you can't kind of figure it all out? Your manager that comes in from another company? You got to give these people time to figure out the flow. I don't care whether it was President Obama, President Trump, President Bush, any of them. I never understood that 100-day thing. Go back and listen to the shows for the last 9 years at this time. I just... 100 days, my God, you're still trying to figure out what color the curtains should be. So anyhow, we'll go through some of his 100-day accomplishments, if you would. Also, what else? Oh, the White House dinner that they had, the lack of comedian dinner, I'll put it that way. And somebody was asking me earlier what I thought about the dinner being... or the president having a rally on the same day of the dinner. I didn't know one took precedent over the other. I was not aware of that. I learned something new every day. Which one is more important? The president being out at a rally with a bunch of hardworking, grassroots, down-to-earth people, or being at a dinner where there's a couple of hundred, you know, nose-in-the-air, one-percenters that make more money than any 10 of us that are, that are listening right now. I don't know. So take a guess. We're going to talk about the student union that wants to ban clapping and cheering. Why? Because it's exclusive. Not inclusive enough. Also, what else is there? Oh, you guys, you remember that sign? What is it? I never did this. I thought it was like hooky. This one here. If you got a camera, you can see it. You know the AOK sign? You put like three fingers in the air, and then you got the little circle going on, right? Well, that, apparently now, is a white power symbol. I don't know how to get that. I really don't. But We'll see. Anyhow, I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And, all right, so I loved it today, some of the recap of the weekends and some of the news from the weekends. And some of the stories about Trump doing interviews and talking to some other news groups, which is fine. That's cool. But what I thought was really funny about it was he called, what's that guy's name? God, he called him, the fellow that runs Face the Nation. I can't think of his name. But he called his show Deface the Nation, which I thought was hilarious. And I didn't catch it the first time. It would buy me at 100 miles an hour. So when it came by back around the second time, I'm listening to it going, wow, did he just say that? And I had to play it back again. Bob Schaefer? Schiffer. Whatever. I thought that was great. Yeah, and there's so much that happens over the weekend you just can't keep up with. President Trump said he would be more than happy to meet with the little fat Asian guy from wherever it is, right? North Korea. Well, I knew he was from North Korea. I love these guys. They're a little dull. And the left is kind of up in arms about this. Why would he do that with this? Didn't this happen under Obama? Wasn't he meeting with Ahmadinejad or something like that? You have to choke to say his name. What are you going to meet with? He said he'd be more than happy to meet with him. And the left thought that was just what? Look, he's reaching out to our enemies. Such a smart president. And now Trump does it, and it's kind of whacked. So I don't get it. What was the difference? What is the difference? Why is it okay for Obama to do it? Why not Trump? These are all the questions that keep me up at night. Not really, but it sounds good. And then I guess they hired a comedian for the White House dinner, White House press dinner. The only problem with it was that I guess he didn't show up, so they grabbed the janitor and put him up on stage. Because that guy, you know, he's about funny as I am. Seriously, really bad. But I got a kick out of that. I got a kick that they actually even called him a comedian. Anyway, I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. We'll be back in a minute. I think Kimberly Marin will be with us. We'll find out. We'll be right back. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind.
I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, head up to the website where you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll, you can buy my stuff, okay? So I've got these shirts that say, hashtag stand. So if you got a spine, don't be afraid to wear it. I wore it out several times now. I left the house today, and Tammy said, so you looking to be beat up or what? And all it is take a stand for what you believe. Take a stand for liberty. Don't let these boneheads run around with their resist T-shirts on. I even got the three different versions. One of them has the stand right over the resist in big, bold, white letters. You know, and because it's a red shirt with white print doesn't mean it's a stand for Trump. It's a stand for America. Get over yourselves. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You can also get my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Let me bring somebody in. Well, that's questionably more sane than I am. Kimberly Marin joins me, as she does every week, to kind of kick off the week and get your heart pumping. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Questionably more sane?
Well, it is.
How are you?
Get your husband on the phone. I'll find out whether it's you. I'll prove it's questionably.
No.
Hey, you know what I had for the first time in a long time this weekend? You'll never
what?
Guess. I had a lobster roll. Lobster roll in California.
So it's not really.
No. It was Maine lobster. I know the difference. It was Maine lobster.
But so, it was old Maine lobster.
It was old? What do you mean it was old?
But listen,
for how much that sandwich was, that lobster was in a bucket in first class, okay? All by himself. With plenty of room to stretch out.
It's that season now. So I went to lunch with someone the other day and they had one. I'm like, oh, I'm not quite ready for it yet. It's coming.
Oh, well, apparently it's the season out here, or they've been frozen. No, actually, it really was good. And the guys that run the place are from Maine, and they moved out here, and they couldn't get a good lobster anywhere. So I purposely went up and said to the guy, "I want a lobster roll." He said, "You just say lobster?" I said, "Yeah." I said, "Lobster. I want a lobster roll." He goes, I give you the special roll.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, that's funny.
Oh, anyhow. Hey, so he's on the show today, but last week, Jesse Waters, they say, took a impromptu, hurried, quick, whatever, vacation for a couple days with family. And they were suggesting, I don't know if you knew about this, but they were suggesting he might be forced out because some snide comment he made about Ivanka and a microphone. Did you know about that?
I heard something about it, but...
Yeah. I'm curious because nobody... It was all over the place and then it just died. As fast as it came up, it just died.
Because it was stupid. Who cares?
Yeah, it was probably some dumb young comment that he made. So what? Get over yourself. Man, we probably could line up Billy Bob's comments that really were nasty and mean and disgusting, you know?
There's a gazillion comments out there that are ridiculous, and no one gets fired for them. I don't know why people are so uptight about conservatives making comments, honestly. Has anybody watched MSNBC ever?
No. MS who?
MSNBC, I call it.
Oh, God. Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. All right, so... You heard, and actually I caught the tail end of it, but you actually paid attention, which was Democrats are mad at their own party, but not for the reason that most of us would believe. And matter of fact, you and I would say, yeah, okay, that makes sense, but the Dems can't figure it out. What was that all about?
So Democrats, Priorities USA, which is a huge PAC that pushes Democrats, they also push a lot of other left-wing causes, but they started doing polls. They wanted to talk to voters who voted for Obama before, but voted for Trump in this election. And so they take, doing surveys. They're actually meeting with people, in person, like a focus group. And what they're finding out, you and I can figure out all kinds of reasons that they didn't vote for Trump. I mean, didn't vote for Clinton. That's obvious. But this one was interesting because they believe that Democrat policies are basically for the 1%.
Wow. Also, the Democrat policies are for the rich.
Yes.
Wow.
I was frankly a little bit surprised by this as well. And, and the other part of it is, these are people who their incomes have been stagnant or their incomes are falling behind, which we all know that. I mean, over the past 8 years, this is what's been going on. But it's just interesting that Democrats didn't get this, and it was still a little bit surprising that these people believe that Democrats were just going to continue helping the wealthy more so than Trump would.
I think that people are seeing the true colors of the Democrat Party. I really do. You've seen it happen over the last few years. You see how many seats they've lost. They've got Maxine Lost Her Mind Waters all the way, saying that she never said anything about impeachment, when they've got hours of clips about her saying something about impeachment. And then she's back to it this weekend, talking about how the there's been collusion. The FBI is investigating collusion. Well, last I checked, I think it's even on the dusty pages of the newspaper, that 16 of the 17 security agencies said there is no evidence whatsoever of collusion. Move on. There's no accident here, right?
Right.
So
they're...
Go ahead.
Look, they're still not over the fact that Trump is the president and they were pretty much demolished across the country. They're not over that fact yet, and a lot of them haven't realized even why they lost. You know, so many will probably only take this report with a grain of salt, right?
Well, don't you think these Democrats somewhere slamming their office doors going, until we get rid of that old Pelosi woman and a few others, this is our life. You know, I think some Democrats know that they're in the way, but they can't do anything about it.
Joe, they just nominated a hardcore union left-wing extremist as their DNC chair, who told women that are Democrats, if they aren't pro-choice, get out. Okay? And they elected the second guy in command is Keith Ellison, who, you know, hangs out with the Muslim Brotherhood, who has ties to terrorist organizations. So really, I don't think they learned their lesson.
Wow.
I really don't.
Well, because it's that attitude that it couldn't possibly be me.
Of course it is.
Right?
You know how Democrats are. They always blame everybody else. That's how they always do that.
All right. We got to go for a quick break, okay? I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. Kimberly Maroon joins us. Don't go far. We got a lot more coming up right after the break. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent pending technology.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
You've got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
Now, I know I say it every time, but I bet you couldn't make that song today. I'm a brick house. She's a brick house. Right? They would probably storm CBS or whatever record company. Do they still call them record companies, or are they media companies or MP3 companies?
Have you anyway, heard not heard app?
I still use a hand crank for the albums that I have. I don't know what to tell you. Anyhow. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. In the second hour, we're going to hit the 10, I don't know if I want to call them most memorable lines, but I guess, wow, 10 most memorable lines in a 25-minute comedy skit. Well, I don't even know if you want to call it a comedy skit, a torture skit, I guess you could call it. So we can only get 10 lines out of it. 10 short lines. Like I said, they didn't hire a comedian. They hired the janitor and said, here, put the suit on and go out there on stage. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Ramblings of a right-wing, Bible-thumping white guy, all the things you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years. But you don't have to. All the labels given to me by the left, I go ahead and tear apart in the book. Let me bring Kimberly Moran on with me. She's on every week with me. Kicks off the week so we can understand what went on over the weekend and then see what's coming up during the week, what we can expect. It'll be a busy week this week, that's for sure. With health care and a few...
Yeah,
the budget thing. Are you... All right, let's finish up, because I could be all over the place at this point. Let's finish up what we were talking about earlier, which is, you know, you talk about the Dems now believing... Or the Dem rank and file. Let's not say the Democrats, but the Democrat rank and file now believing that their upper, I don't know, what do you want to call them? You want to call them their management team, although they don't manage very well, are for the 1%.
Yeah, they people just believe the Dem, you know, and regular people don't necessarily know who's running things, right? They
right.
just know who candidates usually are. And that's it. And they see, people feel in their pockets and in their bank accounts how things are going. That's really where people feel it. And you know, 8 years of Obama, and what are they left with? Not much. They're paying way more for health care, and they're getting crappier health care.
Right.
If they could even afford any health care after the premiums have gone up and the deductibles are so high. And, you know, cost of living has gone up, which, you know, it always goes up. But a lot of things have gone up in cost, but salaries haven't. You know, so yep. People are really feeling it, and they think that the Democrat policies, and I agree.
They've been there for 8 years. Help. You know, of course it's their policy.
Yeah.
Policies, you know. But you know, you talk about health care, for instance, okay? People have to understand something. I'm a little concerned. Hopefully they're working out the kinks, if you would. I had a congressman and somebody in this office got a little deeper into it for me, tell me that, look, the bottom line with it is they can't pass a new ACA with the members that they have alone. They've got to play a game with this. So they need to pass it at the minimum they can and then start adding things to it. And they could probably add it by, executive order. Right now, the bill, the way it sits, Obamacare, they can't just repeal it.
No, they can't. Yeah. And that's something, you know, that's something that Republicans aren't doing a very good idea is letting people know that they can't just wipe it
out. Wait a minute. Did you just say the Republicans are bad at getting a message out? Thank you, Captain Obvious. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, they're so bad. It's so ripping. Bad. It's not even funny. and I've been complaining about this for years, and I'm not even a Republican. if they would just explain it to people, say, look, we can't just get rid of it all in one shot. Even if we wanted to, the law is currently written that we cannot do that. So we have to figure out a way to get rid of the bad things that we can and keep the good things that we want and then add stuff to it to make it better. I mean, most people would just love it if they got out of it altogether, right? Just get the federal government filthy little hands out of our health care altogether. That's never going to happen. We just have to realize that. There's no Calvin Coolidges that exist anymore.
Yeah. No, if you look at the numbers for ACA, you know, they're touting some great numbers coming in the 2017. And I said, look at the real numbers. Look at really what's going on here. All it is, really, all it's become now is an expansion of Medicare. Medicare makes up
Medicaid.
Medicaid. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm in California. It makes up what, almost 70% of what people the new signups on Obamacare. So if that's the case, what does that tell you?
It just means people are getting free health care because that's not even subsidized. That's just they're getting it for free. It's not even the good health care, and they don't reimburse doctors very well on that. I mean, the results on Medicaid have just been terrible. Study after study, including our own government, have showed that. But that's giving a majority of people free, quote unquote, health care. Meanwhile, the middle class who has had health care all this time because they could pay for it no longer can afford health care. They pay for their premium because they have to, because they're mandated. But they can't afford to actually get health care because they don't have the money and they have a $10,000 or $20,000 deductible. It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Again, you put the numbers together. We've done it a million times here, so I'm not going to do it again. But these people in so much hurt over this. The deductibles are hurting them. The premiums are hurting them. The lack, truly, honestly, the lack of service they get is also hurting them. So it's just amazing to me.
Yes.
You also jumped into, or I cut you off before you got done with it, was the Obama supporters that actually switched over to Trump and still would vote for him today, wouldn't they?
Yes, they did in New Hampshire, and this wasn't done just in New Hampshire. It was around the country. I forget which company it was. They interviewed Trump voters who had previously voted for Obama twice. And they said, do you still, you know, it's been 100 days, do you still support Trump? And they all said, yep, we do. You know, it's only been 100 days, seriously. You know, what are you going to actually get done? You can try to get as much done as possible, but things don't work that easy. He hasn't even filled out the positions that he needs, right?
Well, and that's the other thing, too. Who came up with the 100 days? Who says that this is a good measurement? That makes absolutely no sense to me.
I have no idea. I don't know. You know, I don't know what they expect to get done in 100 days.
Yep.
It's kind of ridiculous, but someone came up with it a while ago because I remember saying something about Obama's first 100 days. but he was doing all bad stuff.
And someone said to me on Facebook, somebody says, you know, well, yeah, if it was Hillary, it'd be a different story. I go, no, actually, it wouldn't be. I didn't get crazy about it with Obama. I didn't get crazy about it with anybody because I don't – when you're in, there's a difference. When you're actually in business, when you run a business, when you've been involved with large corporations, you just barely find the bathroom keys in your first 100 days. So I don't know what they expected from him.
Yeah, no, I don't either. But, you know, the thing is, when people commented from this city in New Hampshire that, you know, they still support Trump, you should have seen the vitriol and hatred by Democrats calling them white trash. They have nothing but low IQs. You know,
but
typical
Nancy,
Trump supporters.
But Nancy Pelosi was calling them that last year. Don't you remember?
Yeah. But the thing is, these people were all well and good when they voted for Obama twice. But suddenly, oh, my God, they're white trash and low IQs. So what is it, guys? Did they have low IQs when they voted for Obama or just when they voted for Trump?
But remember, they went from blue collar workers, which I thought was really cool. Right. All of a sudden, Pelosi starts talking at one of the events when she sees that she's losing some of the union workers. She started calling them low information voters. So she's not quite insulting them yet. She can walk it back at that particular point in time. But as they were losing what they call the Rust Belt states, all of a sudden, these were pretty much no information voters. She actually even spoke to the fact that they only get their information from like a Fox News or their little congregation on Sunday. I'm thinking, oh, my God, did you necessarily say that?
That is so bad. That's how Democrats have been treating these voters, these people in the middle of the country for years. Yeah, decades even, not even just. The past eight years, it's gotten way worse because the left took off their mask of being, you know, moderate Democrats and people who had some type of common sense, and they just full-blown went hardcore left-wing. And that's what happened. And they've been terrible to people. And I can say this because I know how they treat me, not knowing anything about me. So I know how they are. And, you know, me, I just laugh about it anytime someone says something negative or whatever to me. It's just whatever. But other people, it's not the same for them. And they don't, they take offense to that.
We got to go for a quick break. When we come back, let's talk about defacing the nation. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321-321.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
Back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I do appreciate the time that you hop up on the website. You watch live. You listen live. You take the poll. You read the stories. I mean, tell the other writers there. Whether you agree with them or not, tell them that. And tell them in such a fashion to wake them up. I don't mind. I got pretty thick skin, though. It's really hard to get under my skin. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Kimberly Marin joins me, as she does every week. We kind of wrap up the weekend, start off of what we're going to see coming up this week. Kimberly, first of all, thanks for being with me. And where can people find your writings?
You can find me at NewHampturePoliticalBuzz.org, at the Federalist Papers Project, Heartland Institute, and Granite Rock, and you can find me on Twitter at ConservativeIND.
It sounds like a lot of those like liberty-based kind of sites. I don't know. There might be just a little bit too much freedom going on there for me. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
You should never, ever have too much freedom, Mr. Messina. Don't even get me started.
Oh, well, my God, you and I both, right? I used to live, you're still stuck there, you're still living there, in an area that, you know, where it all started for all intents and purposes, right? I mean,
yeah.
where they started to fight for freedom, where they started to fight for liberty, and it's taken a 180, it's going right back to where it was. with those people were running away from.
Calvin Coolidge, who was my favorite president, was once governor of Massachusetts, if you can believe that. During the Great Depression, FDR said to Massachusetts, hey, we'll give you some money. You know, that's when they started the whole federal carrot stick, you know. And Massachusetts said, no, we'll take care of our own people who need help. And they did.
Right.
But, you know, eventually they just flipped and became big government, no freedom. I don't know what happened, but Massachusetts is horrifying.
Oh, it is. It's nothing. It's not even anything like what I grew up in. That state has changed so much, you'd never, never recognize it. It's the loon state at this point, as far as it's worse than California to a big degree.
I told you, I call it Marxachusetts. Because really, it's that bad there. Anytime you hear some crazy left-wing story where they're not letting students go see a play because there might be a Christmas tree in it, it's usually Massachusetts.
Yes, you're right. You're definitely.
I wrote about that, so I know.
You know, talk about more Maronis out there. You just wrote a piece on the Federalist Papers about the dumbest gun control argument ever, and it comes from now. This wouldn't be a far stretch. If you told me this story was on the Huffington Post, I would have to say, I don't doubt it, because I've seen what those people write. You know, there's a publication, I'll put it that way, that they're constantly talking about racism, they're talking about inequality. And did you see the picture they posted, I don't know what it was, 6 months ago or so, about the editorial board, which were all young, white, teeny bopper type of girls? It's like,
I remember.
What? Nobody could find. You couldn't even find a black girl to stick in the picture? I mean, seriously?
Yeah. Yep. But yet, you know, everything.
But we're the racists, right?
Yeah, white people are bad. Conservatives are bad. They're racist.
Yep.
I was called a racist today because someone had said something about Lizzie Warren, and it was offensive that Trump called her Pocahontas. And I'm like, well, Pocahontas or Liawatha work better.
didn't Bill Maher just call her Pocahontas?
I think he did, but so this guy was offended, and I'm like, and he called me a racist because, I sent him a picture of her, and she's Liawatha, and he said he's all offended and called me a racist. I'm like, buddy, Lizzie Warren was the racist. She lied about her heritage to take a job that should have went to someone with that actual heritage. Who was the racist? You know? They're just crazy.
Oh, they are. They are. They're you know, I always say they don't want equality. They want control. And they try to do it by browbeating you or verbally browbeating you so you don't feel like, you'll feel like maybe you're doing something wrong. And again, they use these words not for the meaning they initially intended, and they make people feel dumb or stupid and bad about themselves. I mean, think about this. You have white kids in colleges crying because why? Because they're white. They didn't hit anybody with their car. They didn't kick anybody out of flight. It's just because they're white. Boy, we're in trouble.
Yeah, we're in big trouble because, everybody should just be treated as a human being. And the left has decided that they can't do that. People can't be treated like human beings. They have to create that divide across different areas, everywhere in the country, so that they, it creates chaos and we'll never unite against the government or the people who are doing the wrongs to this country if we're all divided. How can we unite?
Well, I'm looking at the story that you wrote. I'm thinking to myself, as I'm taking a quick look through it here, and you think that these guys that have never lived under communism, they've never lived under socialism. They read books and, they've been taught in college by hardcore left-leaning professors and writers who think that communism, socialism is the most wonderful thing in the world. But they've never actually sat down and talked to a bunch of people who ran away from communism, ran away from socialism, were tired of using their shirts for, toilet paper because they couldn't get enough from the state.
I was talking, I had commented on something with Bernie Sanders, and the Socialist Party USA decided to comment back to me. And I said, you guys I said something about Venezuela, and they said, that's not real socialism. I'm like, real socialism has never existed the way you think it's going to exist in your utopian world. It's never existed in 112 years of that you've been trying to make it exist, and it never will.
Well, just tell them, listen, if you want to see socialism how it could have existed or might have existed or before it actually did exist, just look at Venezuela. They just couldn't complete it to make it even worse than it is down there.
Oh, they said that's not how it's supposed to work. That's their excuse.
Wait. Now, Kimberly, we have to support them. They're right. It isn't supposed to work like that. It's not supposed to be so you're looting trucks coming up the street or breaking windows or, you know, looting the stores. That's not how socialism works.
Well, see, they don't grasp. They want to have a classless society. You right. can never have a classless society because there's always going to be the people who are running society. So there's going to be workers and there's going to be business men and women. You're never going to have a classless society. It's never, ever existed in the history of mankind. Oh, wait, I said mankind. Should I have made it humankind instead?
You're only going to be, now you can't even say humankind, right? Because it's got man in there.
No, that's allowed. Humankind is okay.
Is it really?
You're not supposed to say mankind.
You might have to, you know where we're going to go to, right? Watch this. We're going to go to carbon life form. Right?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
No.
Hey,
I met
this really cute carbon life form the other day when I was.
Yeah, we'll just be making up new words. While they make up new genders,
God.
We might as well make up new words.
I know. God. Anyhow, now you just totally threw me off.
So we didn't tell people what this guy said. We started talking.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. You tell him.
So let me just say, so this guy from Huffington Post, this is what he said. So everyone who's listening understand what we started to
What's
talk
his name?
About.
Justin Kerr. Is it Kermy?
Kermy. He said that the main problem with the notion of self-defense is it imposes on justice. For everyone has a right for a fair trial. Therefore, and here's the clincher, kids, using a firearm to defend oneself is not legal because if the attacker is killed, he or she is devoid of his or her right.
You mean like Kermit is probably devoid of his brain? I mean, seriously.
Well, he needs a mental health intervention big time.
Oh, my God.
Like, in a huge way.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, I don't grasp that. I've seen a lot of stupid things written about by the gun control crowd or people who are anti-Second Amendment, but I don't recall seeing that before. I've seen it to a different way, but he's literally, I've never seen it quite this way, where he's worried about the criminal's rights who's trying to attack or kill you.
Right.
More so than if than your own rights to not be attacked.
Well, thank you. God, this guy's just amazing. Thank God. Hopefully he'll never have to worry about somebody breaking into his house, I don't think, because I'm sure there's nothing in there anybody wants. I don't care where it is, but. He's saying, what is it? Kermit is saying, you wrote this, so if I screw it up, just tell me. Is saying that his mother, grandmother, wife, girlfriend, sister, aunt, or daughter should, oh, God, should just allow themselves. I know, but just allow themselves to be brutally raped rather than dare to defend themselves because they won't get a fair trial. Let me tell you what. He wouldn't get a fair trial if I came home before the police got there. I guarantee.
That's exactly what he's saying. He's saying, you women, you shouldn't be using a firearm because you might kill the guy who's trying to attack you. Oh. Even if you're just a teeny tiny little 5 foot, 100 pound woman and the guy's 6'4" and 250 pounds. You can't have a firearm. You just have to, let him do what he's going to do and then seek justice after.
All right. Take a breath. Tell people where they can find you quick.
New Hampshire Political Buzz, the Federalist Papers Project, and Conservative IND on Twitter.
I had to be laughing, so I couldn't even get back to it. All right. When we come back, we're going to find out why the AOK sign is now all about white supremacy. I mean, it doesn't get any better than this.